The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a three-year-old and an eight-month-old.
Congratulations, I'm Jeff, and I have a five-year-old and a seven-year-old.
Yeah, I'm out of it. It's not. He's no longer almost three. It's not two and 11 months, if you're ridiculous. It's just flat three.
That's it.
3 years old, this kid.
There you go.
And now the expectations begin. Three, eh? Can you do That's some it. Math?
Yeah. Like, cut the lawn there.
Yeah, exactly. And so the chores begin.
Yeah.
He's off to the mines to make some money for the family. But it happens. 3 years old. Like it's wild to think that three entire years with this human under our care.
Yep.
So far, so good. I think we're
that's good to hear.
I'm not sure I'd be the one to judge it. I think really that's more the kid's therapist when he's older.
Yeah.
As to how we've done, but in so turning, of course, we fall into the terrible dad trap or generally parent trap of birthdays.
Oh, yes.
Birthdays with others. I'll say that we, in particular, had sort of a lousy experience with our daycare where there's just this weird expectation. I don't know if it came from the daycare or the parents did this to themselves over time, but the expectation for the parties are a little bit ridiculous. So it's put on the parents to plan and execute a party for their kid at the daycare. So bring cakes, bring cupcakes, bring a loot bag for everybody. Get this. Bring gifts for the kids as part of the loot bags. Like my kid has come home with soccer balls, with toys and cars and trucks.
That's crazy.
And it's like, this is the other way around. It's just like, this is the time when I receive gifts now. So they've amped it up so far. And if you were to defy this, like, what do you look like to the other parents or to the other kids?
Oh, the judging comes in. It's all the judging.
Like, did your kid ever go to a party that was so amazingly executed that all of a sudden it's placed on you to match that?
Maybe separately, yeah, at some other facility where they rent like the whole trampoline park or some ridiculous thing like that. But at a daycare, like you said, people could bring in stuff, but no one really did ever. Like maybe the mini cupcakes, and that was it.
Little something, something. So that's bad enough. And like I said, that's a,
yeah,
it's kind of a parenting gripe. And especially to anything where a parent puts it on another parent, they set an expectation or a precedent. That is especially cruel. Cause like,
yes,
we're all in this together, right?
That's right.
We all didn't sleep. Like, why would we do this to ourselves? It's especially cruel. It's ridiculous. But, and then horror of horrors, I think what really hit it home for me is that unbeknownst to us, there was another kid who had a birthday on the exact same day.
Oh.
And their parents didn't do anything. So so here's our kid being lifted up and, hey, everybody's singing to him. And okay, well, here's the parties and here's the name. Like they had this kind of name board that they did or we did that we had to bring in. So everything is very much about our kid. And then at one point, very quietly, it's like, oh, would you mind if we sing quickly to her? So what are you talking about? Oh, it's also her birthday.
Yeah. Like,
you have us loudly proclaiming for the better part of like an hour or two, happy birthday to this kid, like my kid. And we're just going to give this kid, this other one, like a 2 minute side note. Like, are you, like, why would you do this to us? Like, that's awful. Like, imagine how, you should have seen the look on this kid's face. It was awful. Again, imagine this parade through the street for one kid, and they just stop off at a corner. And it's like, oh, by the way, yeah, this kid too is great. Okay, back to the other kid we all love.
That's right, yeah.
Oh, I was mortified. Just, and there, and, you know, and there it is. Like, if you very wisely choose not to over celebrate the kid's birthday or participate in something just because you feel pressure, like maybe you get caught up and all of a sudden your kid has kind of a lousy memory because everyone else wasn't on the same page.
Yeah, maybe like, because as far back as I can remember is not three, so maybe the memory starts like next year, so that kid's safe, like unless it's like super traumatic.
I would bank on that, except that's, it's funny because that starts to fall away now. Because now it's for real. Now it's for keeps. Before this birthday, I could get away with anything. Because like, oh, you're not going to remember this. That's fine. we'll sweep this under the rug. And now we're playing for keepsies. Now this is going to start to come back to haunt me. So gotta up my game. Make sure I'm looking real good. Ensure that I have a retirement plan.
That's right.
But yourself, how was your week looking with fatherhood and gaming?
With fatherhood, just as a little like maybe PSA to other dads out there, but we had kind of a, I'll explain the situation, then maybe you let me know if we're overreacting, because we've checked on this. Our older son, who is 7 turning 8, goes outside, plays with friends on the street, kind of his age, but the neighbor has a younger daughter that is more my 5 years old, so like my other son, and her dad really likes hockey, like really likes hockey, and we're not really hockey people. against Canadians, but we're not really into that, whatever, and my son goes out and bike rides and does other stuff. Anyway, so he's really into hockey, and what he's been doing is kind of calling my son over to play, which isn't bad, right? Like they're all out there playing, that's fine.
So the dad is calling your kid over to play.
Yeah, but his daughter's there.
Okay.
Then it kind of gets to where he's calling him over to play and his daughter's not there or not interested. So we've kind of asked around friends and we've got the consensus that, yeah, that's kind of creepy just because he's asking the kid. And I kind of put it in my perspective. It's like, I would never go over to his house and ask his daughter for like a bike ride. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I would never do that.
Yeah.
It just seems very iffy and she's not interested in it. And he, like Jude isn't. So my son isn't. And, the neighbor's really like, he's gone out and bought a hockey net. He's bought goalie pads. And his daughter's not into it, and his son is just a year, so he's not even there. And now he's out every day kind of coaxing him over and then interrupting my son's play with his friends. So it's like, we've kind of set some ground rules and say, I have to be out there. He's not allowed to ask you. You know, if his daughter asks you, then okay. But otherwise, come and talk to us, because it's just, I don't know. It seems pretty sketch, that's all.
It's one of those things where there's some part of me that really wishes it wasn't so sketchy, because on some degree, it's nice. Like, he likes to play hockey and he just wants to, he's found this kid that I guess, and your kid's kind of into it or not into it?
He's not, but he'll play.
Okay.
So like.
Anyway, so yeah, well that's, again, that's especially not so great then. But you almost wish that, we were in such a clean, happy world that the thought that like, playing with another kid or someone else's kid and just kind of entertaining didn't set off so many alarm bells. Yeah. Problem here is, yes, not including his daughter, but including your kid, taking your kid away from his own play to do this in particular, like buying all the stuff in particular to not play with his kid, but to play with yours, that really doesn't feel good. Unfortunately,
again, it's like gut feeling. You're like, nah, it could be fine, but you know, just safe side. I would, again, never forgive myself if something god awful were to happen. Like, you know, knock on wood, it's not going to. But again, erring on the side of caution. Just
now, I am curious if the conversation. I can't imagine the difficulty of this conversation, but talking to him and just laying it out that, like, look, I'm not very comfortable with you. Dragging my kid off to play hockey like this when I'm not around.
Yeah, I think that's probably come down to that time. Again, like you said, it's going to be like super awkward to do that, but I think it does need to be said so that it doesn't look like we're avoiding. So I think next time it kind of happens and I'm there, that's when it needs to get called out. I'm not sure I could, you know, walk up to him now just out of the blue and kind of just say that. Mm-hmm. I think I need to be in the moment and just kind of address it and say, you know what, look, it just... Again, I'll have to come up with something that's like, you know, not to offend you, but, you know, just this is the boundary. Yeah. And
look, we set rules with our kids, one being that he's not really supposed to be playing with strangers, especially when we're not around. Well, the problem is like then you've just labeled him as a stranger, which maybe he doesn't like.
Yeah.
But there's a way to do it.
It's more like, it's about, like, I don't know, it's about having that conversation with another adult. So an adult's asking him to do something, and that's not necessarily something that we want him to buy into. If it's a person of authority, like a teacher or principal, it's, you know, that's what you have to do. But if he starts gaining that rapport. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. he's a very smart little boy, and he'll just apply this to other people. And that's what we're kind of looking at, is that he'll just apply this to the next adult that asks him to do something. So, we're just trying to, again, be safe. Yeah. And maybe putting it out there is...
It's a minefield. That's really a difficult one. I definitely would agree with the consensus you've gotten that that's not okay. It's not to say that it's wrong, and it's not to say that there's bad intent, but that's just not something you can play around with and risk, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Like you said, kind of set a precedent. I do not envy you the conversation you'll have to have with this adult. If I can score one breakaway goal, you'll never talk to my son again.
Exactly. Yeah. And knowing me, I've rarely played hockey ever. So yeah, that's a total throwdown right there.
That's 2 out of 3. Let's do this.
Yeah. So yeah, that's probably the fatherhood aspect of things. But on a brighter and lighter note, gaming wise, my sons have had their first Mario Kart battle on their 3DSs.
Oh no.
So they do, the one has the cartridge and the other one can play. First thing Nintendo does, that's awesome, that's great, you know, we don't have to buy two games. Mm-hmm. Nintendo, I think, understands that, but what they don't fully understand, or maybe they do, is that the second player that doesn't have the game can't change their character.
Oh.
So
they get a taste. They're given just a taste.
That's right. So my oldest holds the game, and he's switching his character to whoever, mm-hmm. Boo, the ghost, or whatever. And my other son cannot switch beyond, I think it's just like Koopa or some other just random guy, but he can't do anything, and he's screaming at the top of his lungs because he wants to be like Luigi or Yoshi, I think is his favorite one, and he wants to be that because that's who he races with. So Nintendo, you almost made it.
the best part of your sentence, you know, maybe they don't know better, or worse, maybe they do. Maybe they know exactly they what do. They're doing.
Exactly. So who knows? We might have another Mario Kart cartridge coming our way for a birthday somewhere.
Now, could you do the pass back and forth thing where one has a cartridge and then the other one has a cartridge for a match and then the other one has a cartridge?
See... Well, we could, and we have done that with other games. It's really about the older one thinks he's owed something if he shares that way. If you get what I'm saying, do you know what I mean? Like he counts. He's like, well, I share my game with my brother all the time. Then, you know, he should share this with me because, you know, he can. It's a two-way thing, and then it's usually not a game he wants. It's something else that. Obviously, the younger one holds on tightly.
Your allowance.
So it's, it's all a big manipulation. So it might be easier in the long run just to move to the Wii or get another game.
We'd always give Nintendo such credit as far as you only have to have one cartridge. Everybody can play. Fantastic. I did not know that limitation on the secondary cartridges. That's dirty. Do you think it's been... How far are they in Mario Kart for DS? Have they gone as far as 8 or is it just 7?
Nope, it's just 7, and I think it's sitting there for a while now. I don't know if they'll go up again, but yeah, it's just 7.
Okay.
So
I just wonder if that's something they'll kind of patch or fix. Unless it's, unfortunately, it's kind of working because you're possibly going to buy another one.
See, there you go. And yeah, that's what they kind of bank on is maybe the kids complaining, the sibling rivalry that happens. Otherwise...
You know what would solve this?
I know, Trevor. What would solve it?
Now, I think what would solve it is if you got a Nintendo Switch, because you see...
I think you're right.
You can get one game, and you have two little nunchucks that come off.
There you go.
And both kids can play.
I think that's fantastic. You know
what? A DS game costs, what, $40? A Switch is like, what, $400? Come on. Yeah,
that's another zero, ETP. Whatever.
What is that? 5 Starbucks lattes? Let's be real here.
What about the stress level? The stress level would drop dramatically. That's years on my life. What?
Yeah, what's that worth? What's the peace worth in your house?
Exactly. I like it.
Fatherhood is all a matter of quick decisions, steering your kids in the right direction, and so much more. Some dads are better at it than others, and those dads win. Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. This week's Gaming Dad Victory goes to Mohammed for capturing the moment while playing a game with his kid and co-owning a gaming bar that any gaming dad would flip over. So Jeff, if you could please describe the photo that Mohammed had submitted.
So he's on the couch with a controller and he's got one of his sons covering his mouth, maybe, or I don't know. He's very involved in the game. His legs are wrapped around his shoulders as well. And then he's got a second son in his lap looking at the TV, already pacifying himself with his thumb. But they all look like they're involved and engaged in the game at hand, which I believe is Ni No Kuni 2, which is an awesome animation kind of game. So they're probably looking like they're watching a cartoon that dad gets to play. That's a great game.
And you nailed it exactly. If nothing else from this photo, which we'll link into the show notes in the post, it's the moment they captured. That precise, it seems like the scare or whatever is going on screen just happened, snapped a photo.
Yeah.
We got this gaming dad moment forever. So as is so often the case, I'll put this into the dad's own words. I was playing Ni No Kuni 2. The Dark Knight attacks one of the main characters in the opening hours of the game. This was the exact scene. My older son, Wolfgang, that's his legal name, was like, "Ah, I don't like him, Baba," dad in Arabic. And my younger son, Aristotle, was on my lap completely unfazed.
Well, there you go. Yeah, that's fine.
I don't like it. Yeah, it's fine. I've done this before. Not a problem. To continue. I cut cable years ago, so a lot of TV time is spent watching me play games. Everything from Metal Gear Solid 5 to Final Fantasy 15. Wolfgang, legit, would sneak around and hide imitating Vic Boss. I hate that it's Vic Boss, but that's a different story. Aristotle quees and points to the chocobo clock in our living room when he wants me to play Final Fantasy.
That's cute.
So much to unpack there. Me, chocobo clock, I want that.
I think so.
And the connection the kid has for it, and that is used as a prompt that, like, play that game?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yes, please. But so all that's going on, as if this gaming dad has not already cemented his victory. In real life, he's extended this passion for gaming with an entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Specifically, he co-owns an arcade bar in Detroit. The bar is called Ready Player One Bar and Arcade. Everybody should check out the website. So it's rpodetroit.com. And actually, if you do a Google search of Ready Player One Bar and Arcade Detroit, there's a couple news stories that seem to cover it. There was a lot of fanfare, it seemed. And the videos of it. This place looks amazing. This looks so cool.
Yeah. I was looking at the menu too, and I like how everything is kind of named after certain games, like the Borderlands burger. I'm like, oh, that's neat. That's perfect. And the Buffalo Chocobo. I'm like, oh, look at that.
At the time of this recording, the news post that I saw about it, or the news story, said that there's no quarters involved with any of the arcade machines, and they got some real classics. They got Mario Bros., Shinobi. Do you remember the World Wrestling Federation ones? Like WrestleMania?
Yes, yes.
It's kind of like the side view of it.
Yeah.
Loved those games. But none of them are actually, some pinball machines, but none of those are actually run by...
No quarters.
Coins. Like they're done by tokens you get when you go and buy a drink.
Oh, cool.
So honey, listen, I don't normally want to have another beer, but we're so far in the game, you know, you got to get some tokens.
That's a good trick. I like that because I'm even viewing some of them here, and there's Turtles in Time and The Simpsons and Rampage. Like, that's old classics.
It's such a better experience for the bar, too.
Yeah. Because
otherwise, it's go to the bar, pay a ton for drinks, and scream at each other because the music is so loud, and sit there.
Yeah. Right?
But to have this incredible gaming experience, to have these arcades from our childhood, and be able to sit around and joke around as we're playing these various games, like, it is the way to go. How incredible to include a passion for gaming into your job as well. Again, that website is rpodetroit.com. So massive kudos for this and for including his kids in the game through fun and scary moments and for merging his entrepreneurial spirit with his love of gaming into an amazing bar. Mohammed has earned the Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Congratulations.
Nice.
Great win. If you would like to be nominated for Gaming Dad Victory or know anybody else that is deserving, please reach out to us on our website at newdadgaming.com.
And as part of New Dad Gaming, each week we go over the week's highlights and what happened in the world of gaming. Fallout 76 was teased and then teased again by Bethesda. The trailer seems to feature a more modern-looking Fallout, with a room complete with plastic cups, TV, and other decorations, and a date on an alarm clock that reads the year 2102, a full 200 years before the next Fallout. No other details were given at this time, but I'll leave it to the internet to pick apart the trailer frame by frame. But rumor has it that this is an experimental Fallout with an online component and some sort of multiplayer aspect to it. We hope to find out more at E3, which is just around the corner. Pokemon announced not one, but two games during its live press conference in Japan. Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee are role-playing games for the Nintendo Switch to be released this November. The games have been described as a remake of the old Pokemon Yellow games back in the 90s, but with updated graphics and the Pokemon Go swipe and catch mechanic, and even allowing a second player to join and catch with you. We'll see how both these games pan out later in the year. And LEGO has announced LEGO DC Supervillains for the consoles, where players can make their own bad guy and team up with other iconic villains such as the Joker, Harley Quinn, and Lex Luthor. The game also features local two-player co-op, as per the usual LEGO game, and sports the same graphical look as other LEGO games in the series, but if you'd like to take your little one in to wreak havoc in the virtual world instead of in your house, you can sign them up for this game when it launches October 16th for all consoles and PC. And on a more serious note, Valve has been slammed by media over the school shooter game that was released on Steam. Unfortunately, the game titled Active Shooter places you in a school with a civilian and cop kill count as you rampage the school grounds. Not only in bad taste, but this game is fresh off multiple mass shootings in the United States and around the world, so Valve has been called into action to review its policies on how such a game could filter through Steam and come out into the general public. Valve has since released a statement calling the developer of the game a known troll, who has in the past released copywritten material and manipulated other game reviews. The developer has since been banned, but again, it's a warning to parents and dads alike to keep up on what your child is viewing on these platforms such as Steam. On a lighter note, and yet another comeback, Intellivision will remake and re-release its console from years past, once again reigniting the old rivalry with Atari, who is also re-releasing their own console. Intellivision was known for one of the first 16-bit games in the 80s, along with the first voice games and officially licensed sports games. Details are very scarce with this new console, but they will at least have 10 games on launch, a gaming emulator that will look to support other games and other modern apps such as Netflix. Nostalgia saturation is at its peak, so we'll wait to see who else is going to jump on board. On the game release front, the PS Plus games for June were announced with XCOM 2, Trials Fusion, Zombie Driver HD, and Tom Clancy's Ghost Recon Future Soldier. Xbox Games with Gold feature for June, Assassin's Creed Chronicles Russia, Smite Gold Edition, Sonic All-Stars, and LEGO Indiana Jones 2. Other releases for all platforms include Sega Genesis Classics, Street Fighter 30th Anniversary Collection, Moonlighter, Yoki's Island Express, and Pokemon Quest for the Switch. That's it for the gaming news for this week. Catch a nap and tune in next time for another update.
So what's the likelihood that Fallout 76 is just Fallout Fortnite?
Oh, God, no. Can you imagine? Fallout Battle Royale.
So you and 100 other Vault Dwellers reach for the middle.
That's not that far off. Action. That's not that far off. I swear they'll have something like that.
Well, how did that hit you? We've been fans of the Fallout series. I think in some of the previous episodes, we had great diatribes about previous games with Fallout 4. So obviously, we're with the series. We're fans of it. You hear this announcement. It's a weird number. It's a known experimental branch.
Yep.
And it's very immediately mentions online multiplayer. Like, how does that strike you?
It doesn't strike very well. It's just...
Well, sir, I don't like it.
No, I don't. And I think Fallout was very... The way people experience it is a lot of narratives in that world. You can kind of go out and experience those narratives on your own and at any kind of sequence. For a multiplayer aspect, I don't know how that would kind of play out into that very narrative-driven world, unless it's just, like you said, a battle royale of vaults, of people coming out of these vaults, grabbing a gun and shooting each other, so...
Like, I don't want to poo-poo it, and, like, perhaps it's great. There's obviously huge fanfare for the Fallout mobile game.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. It was kind of cool to be in that same world. It's kind of fun in some ways that it's not just going to be a straight Fallout 5.
Yeah.
I mean, how often can you do that exact same thing over and over again? But... just the current state of gaming, you just hear multiplayer.
Yeah.
And specifically from a dad's perspective, like there is Fortnite. We tried Fortnite. We get killed a lot in Fortnite. We're no good at it.
Yeah, that's right.
And the if some of your enjoyment is going to be derived from your innate ability to be amazing at this game,
yeah,
which dads don't have time to commit to,
right?
And not to discredit dads. There's some really talented dad gamers, but generally,
yeah,
you're underslept and you don't have time.
Not going to happen. So,
yeah, I should probably save my son in Fallout 4, which I still have not done.
Yes.
Oh, I've so many games in the backlog, it's a little bit ridiculous.
Those ones are heavy games, too. I don't know if you'd be able to complete them so quickly. So we'll see. We'll see what happens with it.
This will be an offside tangent. Like, what is your game backlog at the moment? When you look at the things that we look at the games, it's like these ones I consider ones that I should beat by now.
Okay. Well, I have pretty big games that I need to beat. Persona 5. Is a big one.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's at least 100 hours to do. I still have a DLC of The Witcher 3 to complete.
Is that Blood and Wine?
It's Blood and Wine. So I've completed what's the other one? There was one that was a 10-hour thing, Hearts of Stone or something. I don't want to say Hearthstone. It's not that, but...
I understand Blood and Wine to be basically an entirely new game.
It's just 35 a brand new hours. Witcher almost. Yeah.
That's like 4 years dad time.
That's right. Almost has been. I think if people have been with us, it's at least a couple of years by now. So I don't know. My backlog's big and it's growing. And with each even PS Plus game I get, they're interesting offers and that goes into the backlog. So, and there's the Uncharted one that I want to play. The one with the women.
The spinoff?
I can't remember the name. Lost Legacy, I think it's called.
Lost Legacy.
Yeah, I haven't played that one. So, yeah. I'm not really hopeful for new games, really, at this point. I just want a pause button.
Yeah, you kind of hope they would stop game. E3.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Zero.
We're giving
things.
Everybody a break this year.
Everybody has a nap for 4 hours. Just get refreshed.
So, because I'll pitch this to you. Like, my backlog's embarrassing. Like, it's kind of... I was thinking about it very actively, actually, recently, where I really need to not get anything new, just get through this log. Because some of them, too, are just, they're meaningful games that I really want to beat and play.
Yeah.
So, like, from the top, I've still not finished Dad of War, better known as God of War. Not even close. And what's great, some behind the scenes of this podcast, is I keep getting these messages from Jeff, who has beaten it. Yeah. Like, hey, can we talk about it yet?
Come on.
I need to talk to you about this thing, but you're not done yet. And I honestly have started to avoid side quests, just very specifically so I can beat it.
Yeah.
There's one that's like, oh, go off into this, I don't know, archivist labyrinth, whatever, and get that. That is so up my alley. That's how I like to play games. Not going to do it this time.
No.
I got to just beat this game. But beyond that, like we mentioned that Fallout 4, never finished it. No Man's Sky. I've never got, despite all my hours and love of that game.
That's your
never
game.
Got to the center.
That's your bag. You need to beat that one.
Never actually beat it. There is Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay. Yep.
That was a dream of mine to play that game. haven't been finishing it. There is Horizon Zero Dawn.
Oh yeah, that's one. That one too. Okay.
There is a ton of PSVR titles.
Yep.
I haven't beaten Moss.
No. Oh, okay.
Despite all my praise and love of that game, to what something I consider one of the most beautiful games ever made.
Yes.
And a PSVR seller. Haven't finished it yet. Doom.
Oh,
Doom,
no.
I didn't finish.
Doom. Oh, my gosh. All right.
So here we are.
Did you do Final Fantasy 15? Did I put that out there?
No.
Okay.
I never bought that one.
Okay.
I haven't touched it. So that one, I feel a little bit less guilty. I really wanted to play it. It looks like it. It looks really fun, but just not right now.
No,
maybe as a reward.
Okay.
What burns me too is like, so you know, I have a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old.
Yeah.
So I've been in the 3-year-old and under world for quite some time now. So it's it's been pretty hard to find hours. And when you do, I mean, the problem with some of the meatier ones, like Fallout.
Yeah.
Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Like, what are you gonna play Fallout for 20 minutes?
No.
You can't play these type of games for that long. Like in 20 minutes, you might organize your inventory.
It's true.
And even with Dad of War, with all the leveling up and the abilities, armor and crests for armor, like you can't just spend 20 minutes on it.
No.
So I'm finding like I'm going back to the same garbage well of like Hearthstone. That was done with Fortnite for a while. Yep. We were doing our Fortnite experiment. Right. I was trying to do that a little bit. Those are 5-10 minute little jaunts. You get a good little feeling from gaming and you go back and put your kid back to sleep, you know?
Right. I think you've grown up. I think you're out of the genre you used to love. It's just a distant memory now. You're never going to...
The RPG?
You're never going to get to it. You're Hearthstone only now.
Yeah, I'm a Hearthstone and Fortnite only gamer.
That's it. Just go pro. You're good.
If anything, it's talking to you gives me that hope where it's with when kids start to fall into that slightly older rhythm.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on. Let me call out dads for a second. Or not dads, parents. I will mention, you know, I'll say like, oh, it's been so much better since he turned 2 and now he's 3. You know, things are kind of moving. And they'll respond with something like, oh, it never gets easy. Okay. It's never easy, but it's not the hell that is like a 2-year-old who won't go to bed.
It's no, like, no, it's manageable at like, that point, right? Like
yeah, don't you bring me down. Like, don't you give me this.
Let me just like, have this. Grab onto it.
You want to place your 6-year-old going to soccer practice against my 8-month-old not going to sleep at 3 a.m.
Right.
That's what you want to tell me is the same. Right? Like, no, parents. No, this is bad.
Yeah.
This is hard right now, and you know it is.
Right.
Don't give me that. It's going to get better.
I will tell you, it will get better. Don't worry. Hold on to hope.
So I would put it this almost as a gaming dad challenge to myself. I would like to get through, and many of these games are close, like Doom, not that far off.
Okay.
Dad of War, it's going to take some time, but
yeah.
Like I would like to find ways to put in whatever little time I have between all activities, mostly baby stuff. I'd like to get through it. I'm going to pose it to you. What would be the order for finishing games? So I'm going to say Dad of War.
Yes.
That's the most recent one. And like, we need to talk about some things about it.
We spoiler need to talk cast about, for Dad of say, War. I was about to say, I'm like, I need to talk to someone about it. You need to finish it. So yes, that one first.
So Dad of War.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking Moss.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Again, that's not going to take long.
Short experience, yep.
And then maybe No Man's Sky. It's just No Man's Sky feels like it's going to be a long one. The problem is like they have their big release. They have their big release coming out in July. And I'd kind of like to finish it once before then.
Would you? Or maybe finish it when that comes out? I don't know.
It's going to be a whole different. There's a chance. If it's as big as update as the last time, there's a chance. It wouldn't be the same. It's basically a whole new game.
Right.
Because they added so many story elements when they updated it last time that, you know.
Yeah.
So what do we have then? There's Doom, Shadow of the Colossus.
That won't take you long. 15 hours.
Shadow or Doom?
Shadow.
Okay. So let's put it out as. So here's the gaming dad challenge. So it's Dad of War.
Let's just get there. Let's just do that. Before end of what? Before end of June?
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Before my little one is 3 years old. Like before the next kid is 3 years old. So another 2 years. Okay, so Dad of War,
right.
Moss, Shadow of the Colossus.
Yes.
No Man's Sky.
Okay.
Doom?
Doom, I think. I don't think it was very long, that campaign. I haven't played it, but I don't think it's Fallout. Don't do Fallout.
No, that's like...
It's gone.
Forget it. That one's passed. I'll wait for 76.
Yeah.
I had my fun with Fallout, but...
There you go.
If I finish everything else, that'll be dessert. Or at that point, I'd like to think there'll be some other game that I'll actually want to enjoy. You know, for you, like, what is your backlog? What's the next 3 in your backlog you would want to challenge yourself to finish?
See, I want to finish Persona 5, like I said, but that's a big game. I don't know if I can bite that one off. Witcher, I want to just get done. So that one is not too bad, but it's there. There's Alien Isolation that I bought a long time ago for like $4. And it's just staring at me in the face. I really want to finish that one, but it's a horror game. It takes a little bit more, you know, heart palpitations to finish that one.
It takes a bit more guts.
Yeah. There's Divinity Original Sin is one that I've always loved because it's like, it reminds me of Final Fantasy Tactics. So it's a very strategic one. But again, there's a lot of storytelling in that one. I'm on like the precipice of finishing it, but then I forget a lot of stuff, so I don't know if I should go back and just kind of finish it out but not know the story, or just wait for the second one to come out and just forget it. Stardew Valley is never going to be finished, so that one's...
Yeah, you don't...
There's no way.
you don't finish Stardew
Valley. No, you don't. You go forever. But Wipeout, I bought out of the sale, I love that game. And that's just a good, I don't know, pick up and play. So there's games I want to finish. And the other ones I've deleted. I've straight up deleted. So like there's a lot of Assassin's Creed I did not even touch. I just deleted them. I can't look at them. There's no way I'm going to ever finish. Geez. There's no way. I can't do it. Oh, I want that new VR one with the little robot guy. The Astrobot.
Oh, robot.
So
see that was by the time that comes out though.
Maybe it
that feels like a nice dessert if you finish all of your gaming dinner.
That's right. So maybe that's like the reward at the end of it. When you get through your backlog, you get that one game that's your little treat.
Yeah. Or the Switch. You know, one of the
other. Or the Switch. I'm good with that too. That's a whole new set of games I can complete.
That you can not complete.
Yeah. More that's likely. Right. Have the kids do it.
See, it comes full circle. We did it.
That's right.
We solved it. And on that high note, we will wrap it up for the week. Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. Quick reminder, we are running the New Dad Gaming giveaway. This was in celebration of our 100th episode. All you have to do is go to our website at newdadgaming.com. You'll see a link on the right side and enter to win one of four PC games. As mentioned, this is a weekly show. You can find us on that website, newdadgaming.com. You can find the podcast itself on iTunes and Google Play and most other podcasting services. If you have any show ideas, questions, ideas, anything else, we'd love to hear from you. Reach out to us. We'd really appreciate a subscription, a like, and a pass along to a dad who games. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and an 8-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Peace.